Another election in Greece is 1 week away, and last night, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras went up against New Democracy leader Vangelis Maramakis in a debate seen all over the world and what could be the deciding factor for the electorate. Joining me now is Peter Charitopoulos. He's a Greek immigrant. He moved to the U.S. in 2011 after austerity measures made it impossible for him to find work in Greece. And what does he think this election is about?
That's probably will be one of the most useless elections that we ever had in Greece.
Really?
Here's the big question. What are they voting for? There's no any difference between the political parties anymore. And we saw that yesterday in the debate that they had in the Greek television. It was much more interesting to see the tweets about that than the debate itself.
The level of disillusionment in the Twitters is amazing. The Twitter sphere is just saying we can't believe anything these guys are saying.
Exactly, because no matter what they're going to say, in the end they're going to follow the policies and the politics that the European Union is showing to them. Even though that they're saying that we're going to take care of the elderly people, we're going to take care of the pensions, or we're going to raise the minimum wage, that's a big lie, because the memorandum that they just voted for doesn't predict something like that. The memorandum will bring more despair to the people. We have seen that for the past 5 years. It's not something that is happening for the first time. Back in July, they voted no, not to the continuation of that situation that they had for the past 5 years that bring the economy to its knees and a lot of people outside of Greece moving abroad for a better life, like me.
What is parallel about the movement of populations out of the Middle East who are fed up with conflict and have given up on Syria and Iraq? In Greece, similarly, it's not violent, but there yet. But people in Greece, such as yourself, have given up on the ability of that government to do anything to protect them. We're seeing a wholesale giving up on governments all around the Mediterranean.
Exactly, exactly. And especially in Greece, people are leaving the country in a number that nobody really wants to point it out because it's so big. It's been estimated that only here in the United States we have 95,000 illegal Greek. Now, that number might sound small to the 18 million that we've got in the United States as illegal immigrants, but at the same time, for the Greek standards, 95,000 illegal Greeks just in the United States is too much. Yesterday, the last number that I heard about people left the country is 500,000. And every day I'm meeting people and friends in my Facebook and Twitter that they're telling me that they left the country or that they're planning to leave the country because there's no any new hope. Some months ago, Tsipras was looking like a hope, like something new that is coming. But after his U-turn, I'm seeing people that they voted him and they fight for him leaving the country and say, I had enough.
So what's the future then? The draining of Southern Europe?
I think we've now come to a point where either we'll see the people start taking the faith of the country in their hands, and I think little by little I'm seeing that happening. I'm seeing the polls from independent organizations where it's showing that a lot of people have moved their thoughts to exiting the Eurozone, which is a very tough pathway to take. But at the same time, right now, as it seems, it's the only solution for Greece. Greece is a defaulted country and needs to act and think like a defaulted country. A defaulted country cannot keep taking loans. A defaulted country cannot have an expensive and tough currency.
Do you have any drachmas at home in your mattress?
No, I don't. Maybe I do. I forgot something somewhere. But remembering the drachma, we are remembering the Greeks, remembering the good old days, that it wasn't just about living the life. We were growing with a drachma. And since we got into the Eurozone, we lived for a couple of years in a dream with borrow money. And I think now they have realized that that was wrong. And we need to go back and start rebuilding the country from the beginning.
Peter Charitopoulos is a web designer in New York and a Greek immigrant. He will be voting in the upcoming Greek election.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.